Can't Spell Treason Without Tea by Rebecca Thorne. Read for you by Jessica Threet. Chapter 1. Raina. Raina stalked the edges of the gilded crowd, watching the assassin creep ever closer to Queen Tulane. The party was lively, the royal orchestra working hard to fill the cavernous ballroom with their sovereign's favorite scores. Even with the open windows, the brisk evening air smelled of sweat and perfume. Court folk clad in colorful silk attire danced with nobility from every corner of the queendom. Servers with golden trays and matching smiles flitted between them, offering shrimp, chocolates, champagne, all imported from Shapara for the Arcandor, their absent guest of honor. It was a bold place to attempt an assassination. Raina hadn't faced one this foolish in, 7 months? The midwinter celebration. An assassin tried to behead Queen Tulane while she made her yearly address. Raina would never forget his gurgling gasps, or the queen's impassive stare as his spattered blood stained her silk shoes. Raina certainly wouldn't forget how Her Excellency nudged the body off the high balcony, then continued her address as if a corpse hadn't crunched to the ground 10 meters below. Kianth called Queen Tulane a sociopath. Raina was finding that easier and easier to believe. "I specifically ordered faster dancing." Queen Tulane's voice was melodious, but with a venomous bite. Everyone knew why she was irate. Kianth, the Arcandor, the Mage of Ages, their foreign guest of honor, who also happened to be Raina's very secret girlfriend, hadn't shown. Although the queen's cheery expression never faltered, it was obvious that the Arcandor's absence was picking at the queen's mind like a child with a scab. "Entertain me, my loves," Queen Tulane chimed. "Pick up your feet." At their sovereign's command, the music shifted into something more frenzied, and the court folk led their partners in a faster twirl. Their faces gleamed with sweat, but no one dared to slow their footwork. Honestly, it was probably a good thing Kianth had avoided this party. She may have done it out of spite, but whenever the Arcandor was near Queen Tulane, it was an immense struggle for Kianth to hold her tongue. All she'd need was to see Her Excellency's reaction to this assassin, and she'd have choice words. Raina, contrarily, had no words about this. Just a consistent, pulsing wariness for her profession, growing more profound each day. The would-be assassin wove through the ballroom, expertly managing to avoid being trampled by the dancers. Although the man's outfit was a poor mimic of their professional servers, he moved with dangerous grace. There was no doubt he was a threat. Even pretending to serve the public, his eyes never left the queen. It drew the palace guards like moths to a flame. Already, Raina's partner, Ven, was matching her steps on the opposite side of the ballroom. Crimson cloaks and gold armor accents, indicators of the queen's private guards, meant they drew attention from the more discerning citizens, but no one dared approach. Behind Ven, two other soldiers were already securing the exits. Four senior guards, the ones proven worthy enough to stand near the queen, subtly tightened their circle around her. Yet another carefully orchestrated dance. Raina's short sword slid from its scabbard with a whisper. "Turn around. Walk away," she thought. "You don't have to die tonight." But of course, it was far too late for that. He'd been identified as a threat, and threats were dealt with swiftly and mercilessly. Not for the first time, Kianth's offer rose from the back of Raina's mind. "Run away with me," the mage had said, her eyes alight. "You like tea?"